Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
You're listening to a Score North podcast right now, and if you're a business owner, so are your customers. In fact, I could be talking about your business right now, telling the tens of thousands of loyal fans about you and sending them to your business. Find out how you can partner with your favorite Score North podcast. Visit scorenorth.com now and enter keyword partner. Fill out the form, and we'll get in touch with you quickly. Once Phil, Judd, Declan, or others start talking about your company, you'll be amazed at how many fans start showing up. So visit scorenorth.com now and enter keyword partner.
There we go. All right. We wrap with Royce every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday on Mackie and Judd. You can also find Royce Unchained, Royce on Baseball, and Monday Night Sports Talk on the Royce Unchained podcast feed. So, Pat, on Mackie and Judd today, I gave these guys the full list of players I am confident can hit on the Twins. Just guys who I think can hit.
Okay.
I think it's Donaldson, Cruz, Buxton, and Arise, and at least two of those you can't depend on to stay healthy.
Yes,
that's true. How would you add to that list or not?
Would I add to that list? I think if he gets up here and plays a month, Kirilloff will hit, and we'll find out if he's there today because we're going to get some reinforcements because of the COVID situation, but. You know, that's pretty close. Kepler, you keep looking back at 2019, and he's not a 295-pound first baseman. You know, he's an athlete. What's happening? What's going on here? I mean, his year in 2019 was phenomenal, and what we see now is a different hitter, and I don't know why, but you're right. If I want somebody at the plate right now, it's Louis Arise, right? Who's got the best chance to hit a double in the gap? Louis Arise, or bloop a single, or do something. Yeah. Buxton, you know, was having a phenomenal year, and he's going to play today. But I right now, their MVP by a landslide is Louis Arise. So I don't know. He's better at third base than I thought. He can play left field. He's slimmed down a little, so he's moving a little better when they play him at second. So, he's their best player, which is frightening, by the way.
Yeah, it's not cool.
I think Donaldson can hit if he plays and if he's allowed to play. What do you think the odds of him playing both games today are?
Oh, Rocco would never allow that.
No,
he'll lay in the train tracks before that happens.
No, that won't
Josh,
happen.
Josh, no!
Oh, but you know what? The excuse, we have the excuse right now if this season goes off the rails, man. We got the excuse. The shutdown and then everything else that's going on, and they could end up missing more games if the trial ends with a controversial verdict and who knows what kind of summer this is going to be in Minneapolis.
Hey, Patrick, on Buxton, where are we as far as him potentially in your long career here covering sports becoming the greatest player of what could have been? Like, there have certainly been guys who have been good and gotten hurt and blah, blah, blah. But it just seems to me, with the flashes that we've seen, that this could stand to go down as an all-timer of what this guy could have achieved if he ever could have stayed on the field for an amount of time.
Well, when you see this year, yes. And when you see last year, yes. But remember, he played a couple years, 2-3 years, when he was an out. When he was the easiest, he was easier to strike out than Sano.
Yeah.
So, yes, if you take this exceedingly small sample size of the mini season of 2020 and whatever the hell we have so far. What has he played? Less than half the games. Yes, that's true, but I don't think that foundation is there to call of success is there. It's still potential. So I don't see him as boy. He would have been something if he'd been if he'd just been healthy. We all assume he would have been something because of these glimpses we've had at him. But the last at bat I saw from him, he struck out on a pitch in the other batter's box that bounced. And every time I see that, I say, uh-oh, are we back?
Yeah.
Are we back to that? So, you know, the one thing we like about him that I like about him and all of us who watched him is, how many first pitch fastballs has he hit this year? About 60% of the ones that have been thrown to him. He got himself in the outhouse for 4 years, not swinging at that pitch. And it finally got in his head. This is the best pitch you're going to get in this at bat. Hit it. I was talking to Morneau about him, but about hitting in general. And he said, you know, the old philosophy that he was taught is you get three strikes. The umpire gets one, the pitcher gets one, and you get one to hit. And if you don't hit that, you're a 200 hitter. And he was, for years, taking that pitch to hit for strike one and then was in the hole. And that's been the best thing about him. But I'm not ready to declare him as the superstar who never happened because I haven't seen enough of that player.
Yeah. Are you buying the Royals as a legit hurdle in the American League Central, Patrick?
Well, not necessarily a hurdle, but they can hit. They got a pretty good attack, it seems to me. You said rotten pitching out there, and they're going to bash them around a little bit. They have a couple of pitchers. I don't think it's sustainable. But right now, I say the Twins are clearly better than one team in the Central, Detroit. Beyond that, I don't see them as this team right now. The way they're constructed, with the bullpen faltering as it has. They're not better than anybody, hardly, to me. I'm not saying they're worse, but they're not better. They're not like this superpower. And the other thing, let's remember, oldest team in baseball. They're the oldest team in baseball. And age is not, didn't I read that right before the season started by average age?
It would make sense. Jay Happ is 38, Cruz is 40, Donaldson's 35, 36, whatever he is.
Yeah, and this is not a... There's not, you know, when's the last phenom to arrive? You know, our promising young prospects are now 27. Yeah. You know, come on, let's go. I think Arise is their one really good young player. So age doesn't usually do well in modern baseball. So that's another thing to look at, you know.
How about them Wild, Patrick Royce? You're right. They're boring. It's boring to watch.
Boring. They know how it's going to turn out. What fun is it to turn on a game and know they're going to, you know that who's going to win? You like to have a little drama.
Uh-uh.
With the Wild, there's no drama. As you said yesterday, the only drama is, are they going to get 5 goals or 6? You know, that's the only drama.
I'm shooting for 10 now. 10 per game.
Yeah, and by the way, I had noticed the Avs are slipping a little. Las Vegas is now the one seed, right?
The Avs aren't playing because of COVID.
Well, that'll hurt.
That's why they're slipping. Standing. Yeah,
but they've only played 2 games fewer than Vegas, though. How long are they done? How long are they shut down?
I think they're coming back this week. It might be Thursday or something like that.
Don't wish McKinnon any bad luck, but if he doesn't play for a month, that'll be okay, right?
No.
Just to feel a little woozy. You know, that would be... No, no.
Just some long-term effects that don't kill him.
We don't want anybody. Just a little zapped of energy. Just a little zapped of energy, and then you got a shot. Boy, are we, if they have this season that they're having, though, if this goes to the end, then there's no reason to think it's not. And then they go out and get beaten 5 in the playoffs. The level of angst and poor us, Minnesota, it's always this way, is going to be at record heights, isn't it? It's, every team disappoints us.
I'll blame Rocco.
Attitude.
I'll blame Rocco yeah. if they go out in 4.
That could be, it is amazing. I was thinking when I was over there the other day, they've had one playoff run in 20 years. We keep filling up the arena. They had one run, because to call it a run, you have to get through the second round, right? A run is, you got to reach the third round.
Sure.
So they're tied with the Wolves. They've each had one run. Now they've been in existence a decade longer, but they've had one run. Now maybe it's a run if you win a series and then go to a 7th game against the number one seed or something, which they've never done. So they've had one run, and that's 18 years ago. 18 years ago when you had the master coaching them. It's amazing the support that team has had for its level of success. Now, I can see that they would be jam-packing that place this year on merit, if they could get in. But before this, they have benefited from the naivete of Woodbury. That's what I'm saying. the families of 4 in Woodbury who pay so much, they won't tell their kids the truth when they're riding home that this team has no chance. They're not going to tell them that because they just spent $350. So,
Pat,
how about the incident downtown, by the way, outside Craig Leopold's restaurant? My God, is that unbelievable?
The girls' hockey coach, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, getting punched by a fella named Ryan Whistler. I looked him up. I think he's a realtor, but geez, what a deal. Man.
Yeah, so the story is what these guys were explaining it to me, that one of the guys was going to go to the bathroom in a urinal that was supposed to be socially distanced, and the coach made a comment, and then there was an altercation.
Yeah, well, they were having an argument. The guy was offended. If you've been in the boys' rooms lately, they have this at the XL too. They're covering up every other urinal.
Yep.
So you're relieving yourself at a social distance, and this guy apparently broke the plastic out and then urinated in there and put it on. Took a video of it or something, and the coach, kind of confronted him and said, what are you doing? And then they turned into a mask argument, and the guy punched him outside and died, and he's been charged with murder. Amazing.
Yeah.
Because he hit the head. He hit the coach who was the Bloomington Jefferson girls hockey coach. Hit his head on the concrete.
What is wrong with people?
They're nuts. They're nuts. They're absolutely nuts.
You got some time, Phil?
First of all, listen, if it's an emergency, oh my God, I'm about to, in the corner or something. Or is he just trying to prove a point with breaking the porcelain or the plastic wrap?
Yeah, he's proving a point that, I would think it's a political statement, unfortunately.
It's also maybe this is my fear of whether it's driving and road rage or if someone does something like that. I tend to just not get confrontational in those moments because you never know how psycho the other person could be. And clearly,
well, I was telling Judd yesterday though that there's people driving as such lunatics that if they're on my right and they're going to come dashing over in front of me to get nowhere because there's 3 lines of traffic, I haven't done it for 20 years, but I'm now speeding up to make the guy stay over there.
Yeah.
To just because there's no reason for you to do this, pal. There's nowhere to go. Look, And did you see the Lowry Tunnel incident there, Phil?
Yeah, the guy going 100 miles an hour.
And he hits the medium. That's not a medium. It's a wall, yep, right? Yeah. Unbelievable. We're all nuts. We're all nuts, man. It's, it's too bad everybody can't be just calm and composed like I am and take things.
Clearly. Yeah, just remain calm at all times. Really process.
Take these things as they come.
Yeah.
Get too high. Never get too low.
That's right.
Happy and chipper every day.
No.
How can
never
I hold
get
my
too
thumb?
Low? Never get lower. Never get too low or lower. That's right. Got to get lower if you can.
Well, we're going to let Pat get back to his daily meditations, and we will talk to him again tomorrow.
All right. Yeah. Play ball. Let's go. Let's play some ball. Come on.
This holiday, whether you're making a Baker's Simple Truth turkey for 40 or a Murray's Baked Brie for 2, Baker's has fast, fresh delivery and free pickup, so you can make holiday meals that bring you all together to create memories that last. Baker's, fresh for everyone. Free pickup on orders of $35 or more. Restrictions may apply.
Get more ways to save at the Buy 5 or More Save $1 Each sale. Just buy 5 or more participating items and save $1 each with card. Baker's, fresh for everyone.
Did you know Nissan EVs have traveled 8 billion miles? Just a quick trip to Pluto and back. And what did we learn along the way? Well, that an EV can take on the world, like the Nissan Leaf. It can move racing forward and take your breath away, like the all-new Nissan Ariya. We learned to make EVs that electrify. 8 billion miles driven by Leaf owners globally since 2010. Aria not yet available for purchase. Expected availability late fall. Subject to change.